Now, this word requires some understanding. Samadhi is a word used in Raja Yoga, in Patanjali's Raja Yoga. Samadhi is supposed to be the culminating point in the yoga of Patanjali. And there, Samadhi is supposed to be a state of concentration in which there is no vibration whatsoever, nirvikalpa. There is no vibration at all, completely fixed, concentrated. It is also called in English trance. Samadhi is called trance. When the consciousness is fixed upon the object with such an identity that there is no separation from it, therefore there is no vibration, no movement at all. Now this is the idea of Samadhi that normally in India today people think of whenever the word Samadhi is used. But if you read the description of Samadhistha in the Bhagavad Gita, you don't find it. Samadhistha is one who is active according to the description given here. Although he is acting but has no reflection because of this result or that result. He is sthita but not inactive. He is equal minded but not inactive. Therefore this concept of Samadhistha in the Bhagavad Gita can be rightly understood when we dissociate ourselves with the idea that trance means a complete stillness of consciousness alone and nothing else. Now this concentration of consciousness is certainly implied in the condition of Siddha Pragya. But this absence of action is not implied. The Siddha Pragya of the Bhagavad Gita is one who has a living trance, waking trance. There are states of trance which are very intense, in which the individual is so lost to the outside world, so concentrated upon the superior planes of consciousness which are above in the consciousness, that externally the man in trance seems to be dead. He can't, even if you move, shake, he cannot come back to the waking consciousness. So normally people think that that is really called Samadhi. Now, we have to realize that that particular Samadhi is only a certain intensity of consciousness. But that is not the necessary sign of Samadhi. The necessary sign of Samadhi is that you are fixed, concentrated, one-pointed in Brahman, in the inactive, silent Brahman, you are absolutely fixed. This fixation is sthita pragya. Your pragya is sthita. But at the same time, because you are no more attached to the fruits of action, action proceeds and you are not deflected yet. You remain constantly fixed in the Brahman, you act, and even there is no reflection, there is no bahushakha at all. That is the essence of the description that is given of Siddha Pragya. Now in the third chapter, the idea of Karma Yoga is further developed. And a new concept is introduced in the third chapter, and that concept is yajna. sacrifice. You remember earlier, Sri Krishna had criticized Vedavada. Vedavada insists upon sacrifice, havan, invoking the fire and throwing all the samets and food and everything into the fire. And through the intermediary role of Agni, you invoke the gods and bring the gifts of gods into your life. Now this very concept which Sri Krishna had criticized, he brings in here in the third chapter and says that the essence of Karma Yoga is Yajna. And even describes Yajna in the way in which ritualists would describe it. It is later on that we find that Sri Krishna uses this word Yajna in a larger sense. He does not mean ritualistic sacrifice. So while reading the Bhagavad Gita, we have to be very careful as to how the whole argument is developed. Otherwise one might feel that there is a self-contradiction. Yajna, which was criticized, is now described in the third chapter as the fundamental principle of Karma Yoga. Why? Because the original concept, even in the Veda of Yajna, was the correct concept. But that correct concept had been obliterated. And it had come to mean only ritualistic sacrifice to be conducted for the sake of satisfaction of desire. This was not the original meaning of Yajna in the Veda, originally. Certainly this also was a subordinate idea in the Veda. And as we shall see, Sri Krishna does not deny that this subordinate idea is also an effective idea. It's a lower idea, but effective idea. Secondly, that even the ritualistic sacrifice, although not at the highest level, it is also a subordinate idea, and as a subordinate idea, it is also a correct thing. It has its own lower status and truths. But when you look at it from the higher point of view, this word sacrifice is expounded by Sri Krishna in a very large way.